listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dong. My producer's Brian Kelly. You can give us a call or text 855-752-4842 or 855-75-CIVIC. Topic of this half hour is, what in the heck is going on with the explosion in vaccine waivers in public schools? And I'm specifically focusing on 3K through 12th grade. So elementary, primary, and secondary school. It's not a good look. We went from around 6.1% in the 22-23 school year, which was the highest rate of waivers plus people failing to turn in their immunization records, up to 10.8%. And the 6.5%. That was the highest rate since the 90s, 6.1%. Highest rate since the 90s. It's gone up to 10.8%. I'm concerned. If I was a parent, I would be concerned. If you've got school-age children, does this worry you? Do you have an immunocompromised child, a child with other health conditions? Are you as worried about this as I am? Because this seems so ridiculous. Let's go to the phones. We have our friend Tiffany from Madison. Are you worried about this, Tiffany?
You know what? I have kind of a different take on it. When my daughter was small, I got a waiver because I didn't want her to get four or five shots at a time. And that's how they're given to children. So I got a waiver so the school district wouldn't keep bothering me to get the shots. I got them all according to the plan, but I took her in and got one at a time instead of taking her in to get four stuck in at once. So it spread the time out and allowed her immune system to not be compromised by so many vaccines at once. That was the reason I chose to have the waiver. She is completely vaccinated, so it's never an issue for me. I think vaccinations are extremely important. And the school district actually excludes children for up to 10 days if they're not vaccinated. So that's going to be something interesting that's going to happen as this goes through with 10% of kids now not vaccinated and on those waivers. So it'll just be really interesting. I don't think there's any reason why you shouldn't get your child vaccinated unless they have a health issue.
Right.
And the waivers are nice if you want to spread them out, because otherwise you're hassled by the districts of, you know, school districts,
right,
to get the shot.
Which they frankly
and
should be doing,
you know,
to make sure that it's safe for all the other kids.
Should do, but, you know, with that many kids, I don't even know how they're going to keep up with
yes,
trying to get people
the sheer numbers, Tiffany. Yeah, I have a question for you. Did you eventually turn in your vaccination and immunization records for your daughter?
Oh yeah, every time she got a vaccine, I would let them know.
Yeah,
because it's important that kids get vaccinated. I just didn't want her to go in and get five or six at once, because that's what a lot of times doctors will do. Because they think, oh, this is the only time I have this kid, so I'm going to give them as many vaccines as I can at once. And I don't know if that is so good for somebody's immune system.
Yeah, I take your point. I'm no MD, Tiffany. Thank you for calling up and pointing out what can be a more nuanced approach. I'll take that. We always can have those conversations. I think if you talk to the vast majority of pediatricians and we look at some of the peer-reviewed literature, the reason that doctors do give all of those vaccines and immunizations at once is for precisely the reason that Tiffany just pointed out, that statistical studies, if we spread them out, fewer kids get the entire number of recommended vaccines and immunizations for their age. And so doctors do often try to recommend that they get them all at once. Tiffany, she's not the mom I'm worried about. You know what I'm saying, bro?
No,
she's not the parent. I'm like, that's a reasonable approach. She made the appointments. She spaced them out. She turned in the paperwork. That's not the concern. That's a parent taking a reasonable approach to making reasonable healthcare decisions for their child so that their child is themselves safe, but also respecting the need for their child to preserve their immunity, but also recognizing that immunizations and vaccinations are also about protecting all of the other kids and teachers and staffers in a school system. Thanks so much for your call, Tiffany. Thanks for listening. Please do keep on. Folks, you want to get in on this, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Sherry from Horicon, nice to see you on the call list. Hope you're doing well. What do you have to say about this? Are you concerned?
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Brian. You know, I find it very disturbing. I'm 64, okay, so I grew up, we all had our vaccines. When you're little, you're born, you get vaccines, blah, blah, blah. You keep up with the shots. No big deal. Never thought a single thing about it. When I was in the Navy, oh, golly, I remember lining up in boot camp, you know, with so many shots you wouldn't believe, and the malaria shots and all these different things, you know, and it's like you don't even think anything of it, you know, because you're protecting you and the person next to you.
Yeah. You know? That's the point, Sherry. This isn't just about you and your kid, though I'd make a self-interested argument out of the box. This will protect your kid. But it's also about everybody else. The idea of community wellness and caring about our neighbors. A couple of folks on the text lines, which I thought I would call out. Jack from Merrimack pointing this out. This old saw. Hey, Mom, what's that weird scar on your arm? Mom says, that's my smallpox vaccination, honey. Little girl says to Mom, but what's smallpox, Mom? Yep, that about sums it up. I had that exact conversation with my mother. I remember it because the indentation on her left arm for the small. Yeah, that's how we eradicate some of these diseases and viruses. This is a good thing.
Amy's dad had polio, and not one time does a family get together go by without, oh, my brother had polio.
Well, and how terrible it was.
Oh, it's awful. Absolutely awful. But it's
measles.
It's also like, do not know. That's making a comeback, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go
the measles outbreaks.
Hooray.
Matt from Richland Center texting in on WRCE says, my blood boils. Years ago, doctors would recommend vaccines and parents would vaccinate. Now people think they know better than a guy who mapped the human genome because they watched a video on TikTok while taking their morning poo.
Hey, well, most of the drugs being out there that you can't get without a prescription, but they're advertising. You ask your doctor because you're smart enough.
Folks, if you want to both be entertained and engaged and riled up, I have a little recommendation for you. Check out John Oliver on RFK Jr. He just did it, I think, a day or two ago. And also John Oliver this week, tonight, on vaccine deniers. Boy. Yet I got your blood boiling. You'll just a hair will light right on fire when you watch those. When we come back, there's a dark money group sending mercenaries, paid mercenaries, out into your neighborhood. Inquiring minds want to know. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay put, everybody. I'm going to tell you all about those paid mercenaries knocking on your doors when we come back after these brief messages.
If you want to get sticky and hot, go, 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 go get the shot.